Good morning. Welcome you this morning to Community Church St. Lawrence. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers who are here. There are some pens on the table there in the foyer for Dad's Day. You're welcome to grab one of those. A few announcements to share as we get started. First of all, we got a couple new arrivals in our church family, a couple babies that were born this week, Abe and Diana. Their son Vinton was born on Thursday morning, and then Aaron and Zach Sebisma's daughter Micah was born Thursday evening, and so we want to be praying for the Bielenbergs and the Sebismas as they welcome new members of their families and make those adjustments. Reminder with Father's Day that there will be a Father's Day program in here at 11:30, so Sunday school will be shorter today, and then everyone is welcome to come back in here for the Father's Day program. Today is also the deadline to turn in the baby bottle. If you were collecting change or money in the baby bottles for the Plus One Pregnancy Center fundraiser, if you haven't turned that in yet, today is the day. So you could put that in April's office, or you can give it to me and we'll make sure it gets to where it needs to go. There is youth group this evening, and then next Sunday is when the youth group will have its summer kickoff, which will be the first opportunity for students who just finished sixth grade to join the youth group. And so that'll be at 6 o'clock next Sunday evening. You can see the details in your bulletin of what that will include. And there will be food provided, but if the students who are attending would like to bring snacks to share, they're sure welcome to do that. And also encouraged to invite friends to come along and join them at youth group. And then the ministry of the month is highlighted there at the bottom of the page. It's the meal ministry this month, and there was an email that went out with the announcement of the Bielenberg's son's arrival, that there is a meal train going for the Bielenberg's right now. So if you're interested in signing up to take them a meal, you should be able to click on that link and follow the instructions. If you didn't get an email and you're interested, let us know and we can get you the information for that. There's not going to be a meal train for the Sebismas right now. They don't need one at this time, but there is one that's there for the Bielenbergs. And then don't forget about the David movie coming up on July 7th at the drive-in. If you're interested in going to see the David movie, that will be there on Tuesday, July 7th. And I think that is about it for announcements that we need to make. Our call to worship this morning is out of Psalm 95. So Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7 says, "O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." As it goes into verse 8.
Please stand as we join in singing hymn number 117. We come, O Christ, to you. 117. Oh,
right, we have some prayer requests and updates to share this morning. Of course, the two praises we've already mentioned with the arrivals of Vinton and Micah. So we can be praying for their families, but some prayer request updates. Verna Becker is in the nursing home now. She has been moved into Good Sam. She's continuing to work with rehab, so continue to pray for Verna. We want to continue to pray, of course, for Miranda and her treatments, her ongoing treatments, and also for Roseanne Bryan. You probably saw an email this week that she was in the hospital and waiting on some test results, and I have not heard what the results of those were, but we want to continue to pray for Roseanne. And Bob is here today. Glad to see that you're here, Bob. But you have anything coming up here?
2 weeks the oral surgery, 4 weeks the heart thing, the gallbladder thing can be knocked off the list.
All right. The gallbladder can be knocked off the list. Okay. That's taken care of. All right. So the oral surgery in a couple of weeks and the heart surgery a couple of weeks after that. So. Okay. All right. Well, we'll continue to pray for Bob for sure. Near the bottom of the list on the right-hand side, the Weaver family, Dean Weaver's dad, we were praying for him last week. What they had tried to do with draining the fluid and the pacemaker and so forth didn't work, and then he was moved into hospice, and then he did pass away early Friday morning. So pray for the Weaver family. I know Dean and Nettie have traveled to Ohio to be there, and they have visitation today and the service tomorrow. So. And of course, we're very thankful for the rain that we've been getting, and we are getting. So, I got a an okay from Gary on that one. So, all right. So, let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're thankful today for the blessings that you give us. We thank you for the rain and for its nourishing refreshment, really, for the earth. And we thank you for providing that. We thank you also for the arrival of new life in our church family. We thank you for the arrival of Vinton and Micah. And we pray that you'd be with Abe and Diana and with Zach and Aaron as they parent Vinton and Micah, and as the adjustments that happen in their lives with the arrival of new life. We pray that you would guide them in parenting them. We pray that you would keep both Vinton and Micah healthy. And pray that they would grow physically and as they reach the age of understanding, and pray that when the time comes that they would choose to accept Christ as their Savior. We thank you for the safe delivery for both of them. We do thank you as well for the way that you are at work in the different concerns and needs, and we thank you that the gallbladder issue for Bob has been taken care of. We pray that you will continue to be with the procedures he has coming up over the next month for both for the oral surgery and also for his heart. We ask that you continue to be with Miranda and her treatments, and we pray for Roseanne and ask that the doctors are able to figure out what exactly is going on there and how they can treat it, and pray that the test results have come back and that they were helpful. We pray for continued strength for her. We pray that you will be with Verna. We thank you that she is continuing to receive help and treatment with rehabilitation. I pray that you would give her the strength to be able to do that, and thank you that she's in a place where she's being cared for. We just pray for encouragement for her as well, for the Weaver family and for Dean especially, for his mom, for his siblings, for the extended family. We pray for comfort for them. We thank you that they know that that Eli knew Christ as his Savior, and that he is in your presence now, and he's completely healed and more alive than he's ever been, and so they rejoice in that. But there is also the sadness of saying goodbye temporarily from this earth and from not being able to spend time with him anymore. We pray that as they have the visitation time today and the funeral service tomorrow, that it would be an encouraging time, a time of celebrating his life and the legacy that he's left. We pray also for safe travels for Dean and Nettie as they return later this week, and for others that might be traveling as well. We thank you for our church, and we thank you for the various ministries of our church. We pray that you would continue to be with our youth group, and we thank you for those who are stepping in to lead that while Abe is out, and we pray that you would be with their meeting tonight. Thank you for all of our Sunday school teachers and their faithfulness in teaching Sunday school. And for our missionaries, we are thankful for each of those and the different ways that they serve in different places around the world. We thank you, especially this month, for the Moyers and their unique opportunities that they have through rodeos and rodeo-related activities. We pray that you'd continue to keep them healthy and pray for protection for them and the many, many miles that they travel. And during these summer months with lots of rodeos and camps, we pray that you would especially just give Ronnie the words to say as he has opportunities to preach and to share and disciple. We pray that you would encourage them in their work and continue to provide for their needs. We pray that you'll continue to be with our country as well. We're thankful for the country that we live in, for the freedoms that we have here. We thank you for the men and women who serve in elected offices, who serve in the armed forces, who put their lives on the line to keep us safe. We pray for wisdom and guidance for our elected officials. We pray for the situations in Iran and Israel and Ukraine and different places around the world where there are conflicts that are going on. We pray for peace, and we pray for your will to be done there. We thank you also for your provision for our material needs. We thank you that we have this beautiful facility that you have blessed us with. We pray that we'd continue to be good stewards of it, and we pray that you will bless the offering that we are about to receive, and pray that it would be used wisely for the ministries of our church and for furthering your kingdom. And most of all, we thank you for your love for us, the gift of your Son. In his name we pray. Amen.
Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I want to just take one moment because next week is Charlie and Alicia's last, well, it's not their last Sunday here, but it's Charlie's last time of leading the praise band. And he has been a huge godly figure in our praise band and for many people within youth group, within this church. He's spent a lot of time as a child at Sunshine and here, and he's just been a huge blessing. God has really gifted him in many ways, but in music, he has a passion and a love, and that all comes from Jesus. And I just want to take a minute to say thank you to him for the way that he has led us as a group, loved us, spiritually prayed over us, and has been a huge example. So thank you, Charlie. Also, we're going to miss his sweet little family. the girls have a heart for Jesus, and Alicia is just a sweetheart. So we're just really grateful for them. We're going to stand. We're going to sing praises to Jesus, and we're going to love him this morning.
As I'd like to say, I can't say a lot because then I won't be able to sing. So we're just going to keep on going here.
You need that.
go ahead and be seated. As we prepare our hearts for this sermon this morning and wait for God to touch our lives in a new way through Pastor Jason's sermon, please just sing this last song with us.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are mindful of us. With everything that you oversee and you're responsible for, that you're aware of, you know each and every one of us individually and our needs and our hurts, our desires. We thank you for that privilege of being your children and knowing that you care about each one of us. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you together this morning, to sing praises to you. And as we look into your word, we ask that you would eliminate any distractions, anything that might be on our mind or might be thinking about, and pray that we'll be able to focus solely on your word and what you have to say to us this morning through it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.